Chapter 8. "I'm here to cook you supper," Jen said when she arrived at Jesse's condo with a large shopping bag. "Cook?" Jesse said. "I can cook," Jen said. "I didn't know that," Jesse said. "I've been taking a course," Jen said, and set the shopping bag down on the counter in Jesse's kitchen. "Perhaps you could make us a cocktail?"
"I could," Jesse said.
Jen took a small green apron out of the shopping bag and tied it on.
"Serious," Jesse said.
"Dress for success," Jen said and smiled at him. Jesse made them martinis. Jen put some grilled shrimp and mango chutney on a glass plate. They took the drinks and the hors d'oeuvres to the living room and sat on Jesse's sofa and looked out of the slider over Jesse's balcony to the harbor beyond.
"It's pretty here, Jesse."
"Yes. But it's so stark."
"Stark?"
"You know, the walls are white, the tabletops are bare, there's no pictures."
"There's Ozzy," Jesse said.
Jen looked at the big frame color photograph of Ozzy Smith in midair, stretched parallel to the ground, catching a baseball.
"You've had that since I've known you."
"Best shortstop I ever saw," Jesse said.
"You might have been that good if you hadn't gotten hurt."
Jesse smiled and shook his head. "I might have made the show," Jesse said, "but I wouldn't have been Ozzy."
"Anyway," Jen said, "one picture of a baseball player is not interior decor."
"Picture of you in my bedroom," Jesse said, "on the table."
"What do you do with that if you have a sleepover?"
"It stays," Jesse said. "Sleepovers have to know about you."
"Is that in your best interest?" Jen said. "Wouldn't it discourage sleeping over?"
"Maybe," Jesse said.
"But not entirely," Jen said.
"No," Jesse said, "not entirely."
They were silent, thinking about it. Jesse got up and made another shaker of martinis.
"What is it they have to know about me?" Jen said when he brought the shaker back.
"That I love you and probably am not going to love them."
"Good," Jen said.
"Good for who?" Jesse said.
"For me, at least," Jen said.
"I want you in my life."
"Are you sure divorcing me is the best way to show that?"
"I can't imagine a life without you in it," Jen said.
"Old habits die hard," Jesse said.
"It's more than a habit, Jesse. There's some sort of connection between us that won't break."
"Maybe it's because I don't let it break," Jesse said.
"You don't," Jen said, "but then here I am."
"Here you are.
I could have been a weather girl in Los Angeles or Pittsburgh or San Antonio, but here you are," Jesse said.
"You're not the only one hanging on," Jen said.
"What the hell is wrong with us?" Jesse said.
Jen put her glass out. Jesse freshened her drink.
"Probably a lot more than we know," Jen said. "But one thing I do know, we take it seriously."
"What?"
"Love, marriage, relationship. Each other.
Which is why we got divorced and started fucking other people," Jesse said.
"Or vice versa."
"I deserve the vice versa," Jen said, "but I don't keep deserving it every time we talk."
"I know," Jesse said. "I'm sorry, but if we take it so seriously, why the hell are we in this mess?"
"Because we wouldn't let it slide," Jen said.
"Because you wouldn't accept adultery.
Because I wouldn't accept suffocation."
"I loved you very intensely," Jesse said.
There was half a drink left in the shaker. Jesse added it to his glass.
"You loved your fantasy of me very intensely," Jen said, "and kept trying to squeeze the real me into that fantasy."
Jesse stared at the crystalline liquid in his glass. Jen was still. Below them, the harbormaster's launch pulled away from the town pier and began to weave through the stand of masts, going somewhere and knowing where.
"That you talking to the shrink," Jesse said.
"It's a conclusion we reached together," Jen said.
Jesse hated all the circumlocutions of therapy. He sipped the lucid martini.
"Why do you think I'm so wonderful?" Jen said.
"Because I love you." Jen was quiet. She smiled slightly as if she knew something Jesse didn't know. It annoyed him. "The fuck is wrong with that?" he said. "Think about it," Jen said. "Think about shit," Jesse said. "Just because you're getting shrunk doesn't mean you have to shrink me. You think I'm wonderful because you love me?" "Yes." They were both quiet. Jesse stared at her defiantly, Jen looking faintly quizzical. After a time, Jen said, "Not the other way around?" Jesse nodded slowly as if to himself, then got up and mixed a new martini.